With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. As the Israeli-Hamas war rages on, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's not clear whether Israel will accept the U.S. proposal for a ceasefire at the U.N.
It all depends on the length of the ceasefire that's being proposed. If it's a permanent ceasefire, it is, of course, going to oppose it. Hamas wants a permanent ceasefire. That permanent ceasefire means Hamas wins the war. It means it comes out of the tunnels, it declares victory, it rearms, reorganizes, and launches the next attack against Israel. That's what a permanent ceasefire means.
Oren tells the Salem Radio Network Israel would likely accept this temporary ceasefire if it included the release of a significant number of hostages. Thousands of hardy souls across New England spent Sunday digging out after a major weekend storm dumped more than 2 feet of snow in some areas, causing multiple road accidents, down power lines, and left hundreds of thousands across the Northeast in the dark, some perhaps for another couple of days. Also at SRNnews.com, speaking of the weather, it not only is pertaining just to the Northeast, but out west as well in California and Nevada. They're seeing a mix of rain, heavy snow, and gusty winds. The National Weather Service meteorologist Tyler Salas in Nevada says they're seeing the last effects from the most recent winter storm out there.
For the rest of the day, we're going to see probably some more just kind of light lingering snow showers across the region as the upper level low kind of passes by. So expecting a little bit more, but just kind of as a whole, we're kind of on the back half of the storm.
Supreme Court will take up a case Tuesday that could impact how women get access to mifepristone, one of the two pills used as the most common type of abortion drug in the nation. The case centers on whether the FDA overlooked serious safety problems when it made the drug easier to obtain, like through mail-order pharmacies. This is SRN News. Is your church a welcoming place for non-believers?
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that almost half of Protestant pastors believe their congregation does a good job at making unchurched visitors feel comfortable and welcome. The Barna survey also reveals that 70% of clergymen say their parishioners are very interested in finding better ways to make non-believers feel at home in their church. Other polls show that while many Americans have no faith, they are spiritually open. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, which advises Congress and the White House, says Iran's persecution of Christians and dissident Muslims amounts to crimes against humanity and should be referred to the International Criminal Court. Tehran's in the midst of a new crackdown on Christians in the country, which has driven many into hiding. This is SRN News. They are called artificial intelligence chatbots, and they're intended to help with mental health for youth. But do they really serve their purpose?
A growing number of AI chatbots are being pitched as a way to address the recent mental health crisis among teens and young adults. Free apps like EarKit can discuss complex emotional problems, but experts disagree about whether these chatbots are delivering a mental health service or are simply a new form of self-help. Apps that diagnose or treat mental health disorders are subject to federal regulation. Currently, none of the apps offered for free download have been approved to treat depression, anxiety, and other disorders. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more details by simply logging on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.